What's good with it, everybody? Y'all tuning in to another installment of the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And we have a return guest with us today. I always mispronounce your name, but please feel free to say it right for the people.
Yes, it is me again. It's good to be here, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Now, what was your name again? I always have trouble mispronouncing it, man.
I am Ikime Funa Jofa, son of King Jaffe Jofa, King of Zamunda.
Yeah, man, I know King Jaffe was over here last time kicking it with us, and he decided to come on back right quick one time for the one time. And honestly, I just want to get your opinion right quick.
King Jaffe, my father was here?
Oh, my bad. He gave me food now. My bad.
Man. You want to call me, man? Okay, let's call me. Let's go.
That's my bad. I don't like to mess with people's names. But so I want to get your opinion right quick, though. So with the whole election thing that's happened, what do you think about all this that's been happening so far, the whole election and the decision that was made?
Well, even though this is not my country, I am glad they got that fuck nigga pink face, yellow hair motherfucker out of the office. But because he has no good for this country. So hopefully Biden will do something different. You know, some people don't trust him either, but you cannot trust all the politicians anyway. So we just hope for some change for this country. It looks like I may be here for a while, so hopefully things change. But I am so glad that President, was it 46?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 46 is out of the door now. So they need to pack his shit up, eat him out.
Yeah, man. We'll see where this change goes at. But while you're down here, you got any plans for the holiday?
See how I can say?
While you're down here, you got any plans for the holiday?
Well, not really, man. I'm just going to see what happens. I hear it is tradition of black people to house hop around here, but with the Rona going on, nobody's house hopping around this beach now.
Nah, not too many people. You still gonna have them dumb few that's gonna go out there around a whole crowd of people that got it, or don't know they got it anyway, and then just gonna be sick from there. If they wonder why, then just let them wonder.
Yeah, I just probably chill out with my girl.
Oh, wait, I know you have the thing going on over there.
Yeah, man, you know how I do. It don't take me long to catch on the thing around here, you know what I'm saying? I get to turn corners and slam and holler out the door. Hey, baby, what's up with you? Come here, let me holler at you.
But yeah, man, all things is coming up. I'm curious, how do you think, how did y'all celebrate New Year's where you're from? I'm just curious, first off.
New Year's in Zamunda is great, man. It's just like everywhere else, you know. Everywhere this in the world, everybody's going to party, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a universal. Everyone parties on New Year. It's a big party, you know. Everyone does things as a little bit different, you know. But a lot of times, big firework, like you see, firework. We have a bunch of dancing, drinking. You know, party just like you do here in the United States.
Okay, what's your Christmas and Thanksgiving like?
That's not a, well, Christmas maybe, but Thanksgiving is a more of a United States thing, you know, because the land was taken from the Indians here by the Caucasian man here. Later on, the fuck niggas come to Africa to take us here. But you know, we don't really give a fuck about all that, but Thanksgiving. I do it now because my girl here, she's American.
Mm-hmm. So, can she cook?
Yeah, she can throw down, you know, she get down. I even try to teach her some of the African dishes, and she do very well.
What kind of dishes you showed her how to cook so far?
You know that, you know, we do the goats too, and the chicken feet and things like that. But I like some of the things here, you know, with the collard green and cornbread and fried chicken. It's very tasty. Because I asked her, how does this taste? She, and she tell me about all this stuff. How does it taste? She said, you're going to see. You're going to see when you put it in your mouth.
So, all like the southern food you didn't try it over here. Have you tried chitlins yet?
No, I have not tried chitlins. I heard it's chitrell from a hoe. I don't know if I want to eat anything that had shit flowing through it. Do you like chitlins?
Oh, no, I don't. But there's some people over here that eat it, and there's many different kinds of it. There's even barbecue chitlins, for all I care. You'd be very surprised here. Be very surprised.
No, maybe one day I will try. Most of the time, I'm very open to try things at least one time.
Yeah, so you're welcome to try pig feet or pig ears, too?
I probably would try it one time. It doesn't sound too enticing, but you never know. You can just say, I don't eat things if you never tried before. Like, some people don't like sushi, but they're scared to try. But I like sushi, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sushi is really good. I used to be skeptical about it at first, but then, you know, once I tried it again later on, it was quite tasty, quite tasty.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm saying, you gotta try and see what the fuck going on the thing, boy.
Now, I'm pretty sure, you know, it never fails, or whenever somebody get a girl, you always have some little temptation going on afterwards. So any other little NC chicks down here try to take a crack at you?
Well, of course, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because, you know, I be out in the streets, man. Gotta be riding around and getting it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't really got no 9-to-5 jobs. So I gotta be out in them streets.
Yes. I'm talking about hustling.
Hustling, man. I'm talking about. And my girl, she always wants me to get out of the street. And I tell her, so if I get out of the street, how the fuck you gonna eat? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she, every time I got to go out the door, do what I have to do, she says, won't you please stay home tonight and stay out of the street? You keep asking me to get up out these streets and leave this game alone forever. And then I have to tell her, I keep telling you, I'm married to this game and I'm gonna love this bitch forever. So she gonna sit the fuck down somewhere and let me go out and do what I have to do, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta make it do what it is and do what it does out here in these streets now. You got to. Because, hell, the way the Rona is hitting right now, everybody gotta hustle their own way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, everybody doesn't have it like Hakeem, bitch nigga.
Oh, how is Prince Hakeem?
I don't know how the fuck Hakeem is. I mean, that time I tell you, man, I don't know the Hakeem. I don't know Hakeem, or Simi, or my daddy, or fuck nigga.
But then they ain't even seen you no holiday gift or anything? It's...
No. My dad, he tried to say something to me like, well, you try to send me no money, nothing like this. He just say some fuck nigga shit. I don't even know what he said. Yeah. Try to send me no money. You know, I hear in these streets. You know what I'm talking about? Getting cones and slab, trying to make it. You know what I'm talking about? I'm married to this game, and I'm gonna love that bitch forever.
Oh, see, you picking up a little bit more on the lingo down here. See, I didn't know you had a little bit of vocals on you there.
Man, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I just run across things some time, man, and I try to mimic what I see. You know what I'm talking about? Try to blend in like a chameleon.
Hey, you gotta get in where you fit in down here. Like, you got to. But you usually always, you know, go over some of my nigga news topics. It's been a while since I done it. Sorry that for the people out there, I ain't been doing it in a minute.
Okay, let's see about the nigga news.
Yeah, the nigga news. Now, I'm going to explain to you what it is. Basically, it's just like the news that sounds like the most dumbest shit you ever heard of. You wouldn't even believe it's real, but apparently it is. All right, so first on our list here today in nigga news, a man becomes a millionaire after a meteor crashes through his roof. So, So you mean to tell me all I do to be rich, all I gotta do is have a rock come to my damn roof?
Let's see if we can have one come to this house right now.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I need y'all a just. Don't you need me to get up? Exactly. Everybody needs $1 million, man. Y'all can just. Y'all handing out millions for rocks and shit. I mean, why not?
Yeah, they're gonna come to this roof right now. Shit.
Exactly. Are you on social media at all? Like the whole Snapchat, TikTok thing?
I'm on Facebook and I am on, what is the other one called?
Twitter, Instagram. No.
Instagram, yeah, I'm on Instagram. I'm not on that shit. All right. There's too much to do. You talk about the same shit on every one of them, so I just do two. That's it.
Yeah, you're right there. Also, today in nigga news, Snapchat pays users $1 million a day to create viral hits with new feature spotlights.
Well, shit, let me open a Snapchat then. I don't have one. How do you get on Snapchat, man?
You just go to your app store and download it from there. Really, the app is just self-explanatory.
Man, fuck all that, man. I don't really doing that shit, bro. But anyway, I might try it.
It's worth a shot. Man, why not?
It's just too much shit. You talk about the same shit on all the platforms. I got all the same friends, You know, far as I know, even though I don't have a Snapchat. Maybe if I did, I could connect with my other people, you know what I'm saying, like my children and stuff. Mm-hmm. My children don't even really talk to me on the social media stuff. They are like, they don't know me on social media.
Yeah, I know you had kids, Igmar. I didn't know you had some kids around here.
Yes, man, I am from Africa, man. What are you talking about? That's what we do is they multiply.
Oh, yeah. How many kids you got then?
37.
God damn. Whew. I know your wife is just getting a little tired over there.
Well, there's some here, some there, some everywhere.
Oh, every which way. I got you.
All my kids do not know each other.
Oh.
Some of them don't even know me.
Oh, damn. Well, they got that African child, they figure it out.
But yes, I have 37 kids. And maybe one day I can get them all together.
Maybe one big ass reunion right there.
Yes, yeah, that'd be great. You know, have all my kids together, have a big family reunion, then grandkids, all this stuff. You know, maybe one day.
All right, next up in nigga news, NYC deputies break up underground swingers party with 80 guests.
Well, man, what's wrong with that, man? When they just let them swing and do what they gonna do? What they hurting? Ain't hurt nobody. Everybody swingers in there. Who you hurt?
My biggest question with that is like, you swingers in New York, it's cold right now. So like, you chose like the oddest time to swing right there.
Well, I mean, they could all be in one big warm room, creating a big Rona ball. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
80 of them, that's a big Rona ball for sure.
Yeah, though, they get warm now. They get warm, trust me. They get warm in there.
But that's a big Rona ball right there. You know what I'm talking
about? Oh, yeah, because you got people who, it was like that one story they had about in Chicago, how all these people got Corona when they all attended this little house party. About 100-something people in the little-ass house. Who not going to cough or get around nobody in there? Who not?
This is how these people like, you know, especially like the white people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care, you know.
Nah.
I can't take it all and give it to them. But some of our people are ignorant too. And they're going to go do what they want to do. But, you know, hopefully this thing will be over soon because I am sick and tired of the Rona shit.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, like, how is your country handling the whole Rona thing over there? I'm pretty sure y'all ain't like how y'all over here. Y'all might actually have a cure over there.
I guess I have to tell you this once again. I mean, maybe if I call you fuck nigga too, you understand. I'm here in America with you, nigga. I am not in my country. I don't know what's going on. My father tell me nothing. My brother tell me nothing. My mother tell me nothing. I don't know what's going on. It's a mood on now. Right now, we here in America, North Carolina with you.
Mm-hmm. I thought you might have a couple friends over here still get in contact with somehow. I don't know, but
man, I told you I got a boost mobile phone. Who the fuck I'm gonna talk to?
I don't really know how to answer that question, man. I mean, you got Boost Mobley, just like a couple people, not like a whole lot.
They're going to be around here, man. I got poor Africa with my Boost Mobile phone, right?
Well, no, I guess you couldn't.
Why you be a fuck nigga, man? You trying to pick on me?
No, I ain't trying to pick on nobody. You know, if you got a phone, you got a phone. Like, regardless of what it is, if you got a jitterbug phone, or you still got a flip phone.
Man, since you want to try to fuck with me, why don't you go comb your beard? Comb the balls out of your beard, man.
I mean, I thought I did comb my beard today. I guess I'm not missing spots. But another topic in nigga news right quick. This dude named Pretty Mike ends up getting all six of his girlfriends pregnant and having baby showers.
Pretty Mike, that's my nigga, man. You know Pretty Mike?
I don't know Pretty Mike, but I guess he's famous in the media, though. I don't know what he does, honestly.
Pretty Mike, my nigga, man. You know, that's it. Was you nigga before, you know, things changed, you know, in Africa, you were allowed to have more than one wife.
Really?
Yes. If you do your research, it was like this back in the day, everywhere.
Hmm.
You know? So Pretty Mike, he just trying to keep it alive, you know? Pretty Mike, he had all his wife pregnant?
Yeah, all of them. My biggest question with that, though, like, how y'all just keep track of all of them like that, though? How y'all just, like, be okay to just live all together?
Well, because it's more strict in numbers, man. If we separated, we easily broken down. So the more we are together, mm-hmm. the more we can achieve.
That's very smart. Very smart. But then again, over here, that don't really work out too good if you can't really have like your man and your side in the same room like that. But
nah, that's gonna be a cat fight.
Yeah, sure is. Sure is. But luckily, that works out for y'all over there.
They ain't having that shit around there. Luckily. But then sometimes it's like this in my country too. Some women don't like to do that polygamous like thing. They want mm-hmm. just you. You know, and some you know they don't like some fuck nigga who walk around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotta watch out for these fuck niggas. So, yeah, got to be more careful. And another nigga news: Florida police chase ends after man drives car into pond with two children inside. So, you mean to tell me, out of all places you drove in Florida, you just ran out of options at this point? You just ran out of options. You just, a
was
pond.
Was he running from the police?
Yeah.
And he had two children in the car with him?
Mm-hmm.
So the fuck nigga driving to a pond to kill him and the children.
Yep.
Was he white?
Of course.
White man?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, fuck nigga, white man.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised. Honestly, if this was like any black people doing this stuff, I really wouldn't be too surprised either. Because sometimes we're about on the same level with them. Not quite there yet. But almost there. But yeah, a lot of niggatry, I say, has happened out here in the world. And also, one last one, George Clooney remembers giving each of his friends, 13 of them, $1 million each.
Damn, what could I be friends with that nigga, man?
Exactly. Like, hold on, George Clooney, you handing out millions now.
Right now, you know. What I can do with $1 million, I make it shake, baby.
Exactly, man. Boy, give me a whole new podcast set up here with $1 million. Now, that and some.
Hey, George, if you need some new friends, baby, I'll let you, boy.
Exactly, you know. You know what I'm talking about? Come on down to the Grilled Cheese Podcast right quick. You know, we'll talk some out right quick.
Don't mind.
But, anyway, I'm just curious, like, I know y'all probably play games differently from, you know, your country and over here. So, do y'all play spades in it over there?
No, I never learned how to play spades until I come to America.
How'd that go?
It is okay. I understand. You know?
I don't know. Some people can get like, very brutal in spades. I had to learn the hard way.
No problem. I'm a very good spade player.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am.
Well, perhaps I got to play sometime, though. I ain't the greatest, but you know, I still like to learn as I go along. But y'all play dominoes any over there?
I don't know much about dominoes. No, I've seen dominoes before, but I don't know much about. But I hear that it's really fun to play a good shit talking game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit talking games. Uno is also another one.
Yeah, that's my shit, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know, but they got so many different Unos now. We're talking about the traditional Uno. That's the best shit talking this game. We're talking about the traditional Uno.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, traditional Uno where your friendship get tested instantly. Uno will test your friendship. Spades will test your family. So, but like, again, I'm still learning most of these black games as we go along. And again, I've learned what not to do so far in Spades. Definitely no reneging.
Yeah, you can't do that, though.
Can't do no reneging. And also, we have to really watch the cards that they're being played.
You got to pay attention to what's being played, baby.
Guys, too. And then, like, I ain't never been in no instance. I've seen some spade arguments pop off. But, like, I ain't never seen one personally in front of me pop off.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to be careful. It's a shame how a game can just cause a whole nigga moment right there. Right. Well, if your brother or your family ever comes down here, would you be willing to play any of those games with them?
I don't know, man. It's Hakeem, he's so different. I mean, you know, I don't know if he's going to play anything. And my dad, he'd be for a nigga, man. My dad, he'd be for a nigga, man. You don't know. You don't know he'd be for a nigga. Because he never learned any type of game, you know, when we grow up. We just always had to do what he said we do. We go to school, these days, we learn this, learn this, learn that. You know, but we don't have time to play much game. But my dad.
Mm. He had you like work most time then?
Yes, you know, he I never laugh at anything because my dad was rich. He gave us everything sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he make us do a lot of shit, learn a lot of shit. You know, I know a lot of shit. You know. I'm not just a ghetto nigga. I am a ghetto nigga now because I'm here and I had to start all over.
Yeah.
Not in the streets, but I pick up shit very fast, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, so you say like y'all didn't get everything a lot of time, and judging by how Hakeem was living, why do you? It's weird how you think like you got two sons, like you think each of them will be equally loved or whatever. How come he got most of the attention and stuff? That don't seem fair.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know where the things go wrong. You know, we grow up together, dude. Training, like school. I can fight like Hakeem too. You know how Hakeem fight?
Mm-hmm.
I can whoop your ass just like that too, sir.
Well, now that I know that, no, not to really piss you off no more or talk about your phone.
I don't know why my dad become big for me, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just can't think about this the rest of my life. Coming around.
Yeah, so like we say over here, it is what it is.
Come on.
It is what it is.
Come on.
So, right quick, I can always give the guests time to promote anything they got going on or anything specific they want to talk about. So, the floor is yours.
Oh, man, it ain't really too much I can talk about on the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm out in the streets. Around getting it, you know what I'm talking about. So if you see me out in the street, I got them 2 and 5, don't tell nobody. Because you roll up on me the wrong way and pop a cap in your ass. So don't ever call me.
I duly noted that. I will not.
Out in the street, I see you, but don't ever call my motherfucking phone. If I got your number, I got your number. But if your number show up on my phone, I know you. I don't know you, I ain't gonna answer. You know what I'm talking about?
I got you, right?
So don't be getting my number from nobody on the street. Let me see me in the street. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, see, just get
don't trying to send me no Facebook messages and no Instagram messages. Nigga, you see me in the street.
Loud and clear. Y'all heard him right there. Loud and clear. And right quick, I would like to make some additional announcements. First off, Kingdom Men, a movie I was in this past year, also the beginning of this year, is officially on Prime now for you to watch. With also Her Happy Place, you're welcome to watch that as well, but you have to pay for that one. Also, we got some other upcoming projects. I in the process of shooting 2 short films. We start shooting the NC in January, so be on the look for that. Also, I got another project coming up in February, and y'all will definitely let y'all know when that drops as well. But also, make sure y'all follow the NC on Facebook and Instagram. Show some love, show some support. We is getting fans like crazy, and shit didn't even drop yet. Just let y'all know it's going to be something.
The NC? Is this cool?
Yeah, it's called the NC. It'll be based in our little town over here in Wilmington.
Well, all right. You know, cause I'm going to make sure I look and support you, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. You know,
the other one you said this on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
So if you have an Amazon Prime, you can look it up and watch it.
Yes, sir.
And you don't have to pay for it?
Nah. One of them you don't have to pay for. The other one you might have to pay for it if you want to watch that. Okay. So, Kingdom Men, you don't got to pay for. The Happy Place, you do got to pay for.
Kingdom Men?
Yes.
I heard about this movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a friend talking to me about it. He told me, you big fuck nigga in the movie.
Yeah, I was. I ain't even gonna lie about that one. I was. Yeah. Definitely a fuck nigga. Hating ass nigga. But yeah. I was a fuck nigga in both movies, honestly. But honestly, when you see both of them, I was a fuck nigga in both of them. And hell, I'm kind of a fuck nigga in this short film I'm doing too. So either way.
You just took on the big fuck nigga role, huh?
Yeah, I'll be like this in a minute. Just get all the bad roles, then just get a voice for them shits later on. But yes, make sure y'all go look out for them projects. Be on the lookout. I will keep y'all updated on both pages. Y'all make sure y'all follow the Beer Cheese Podcast page on Instagram. Don't forget to follow my social at Another Black Comedian on Instagram. And Igma, do you have a social media you would like for them to follow you on?
I already told you, man. I don't fuck around like that. Yeah, I got one, but I ain't gonna tell everybody about it.
Understandable.
I'm gonna close the shit out. I'm ready to go to Bojangles. Get me a chicken sandwich with pimento cheese. And my daughter told me that shit was busting.
Pimento cheese? Alright, yeah, I'm going to go get one of them sandwiches too. But, yep, y'all give it up for Mr. Igma right quick for coming back again.
Okay. I'm glad you have me back. Maybe I'll come back again, you know. If you don't think I'm big for a nigga, I'll just give you 2 hours to taste them.
Yeah, hopefully. Because, again, it's the second time you've been here so far and the co-host ain't been here. Everybody's been all over the place, basically. So both have been just me, but hopefully you get to meet my co-host when both of them come back. Honestly, because Black Dragon will be making an appearance again, folks. So be on the look for that.
Oh yes, I'm definitely going to come back when Black Dragon come back. You know, that's my nigga too.
Yeah, I heard that got a long history right there.
Yes, I remember back in the day I used to throw darts at him and hit him in the head.
Yeah, the African darts were like very, very strong than regular darts too, right? Yeah. You don't even gotta like just throw it, you can just blow them right there. Black Dragon will be coming back soon, folks. Y'all be on the look for that. And as usual, y'all done had y'all serving of the Grilled Cheese Podcast.